Good morning, everyone.
Amen. Blow your trumpets to earth.
Yeah. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your all of your mighty ways. Bless us to continue in your word. Give us your word to speak. Help us to understand you, Lord. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Last week we made it to verse 17. And we'll get a little further. We've been going scripture by scripture.
Amen.
In verse 16, this is Jesus talking on his way to the Garden of Gethsemane. They had just had communion. And verse 16, he said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Mm-hmm. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you."
Yes.
Verse 17 says, "These things I command you, that you love one another."
Yes.
And Jesus was always honest with people, and he told you exactly how it would be. Mm-hmm. In verse 18 it says, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you."
Okay.
And these are facts. The Lord gives us all the facts. Mm-hmm. And we have to trust the negative facts just like we trust the positive facts. Because when things go south, when we're challenged, we have to know how to combat it. We have to know how to remain faithful. And when we obey him, we're not surprised when things, people don't like change. We study in that in Acts. Everywhere they go in Acts and teach the word, people of the old law, they cause trouble. They want, they almost started a riot every time they preached. And the enemy has something to work with when people don't want to do, when they're not used to something new that God is doing. And you're not just doing something new, you're shedding light on all darkness. So people who love darkness more than light, they're going to have something to say about it. And that's why he said, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." So this is what we're doing. We're taking the kingdom of God by force. And we do it violently. We do it on purpose.
Jesus, yes.
You know, when you, Brother Horton said, everything that you have, if you bring it in the kingdom, mm-hmm. it sheds light on the world. Everything that you own, everything that you do, if you do it God's way, you brought it in the kingdom. If you're faithful on your job and work is under God, you brought your job in the kingdom. And it can actually...
That's good.
Co-workers,
everything you're teaching, your job, your like that.
You're going to get challenges. Your co-workers are not going to appreciate that because you're making them look bad.
Jesus.
People like to do what they want. They want to do what they want to do, but you're doing your job and you're making it go. So there are challenges there. Just like if you go out and get people saved, there are challenges there. When everything you do of God, anybody that loves the world, they're going to have something to say about it. But your love overcomes the world. And sometimes the people that give you the greatest challenges will be saved by your life. And he said, in verse 16, he said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit." So they were anointed to bring forth fruit.
Ah, anointed.
"And that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." On the radio, I was talking about the Sermon on the Mount. Whenever people want to get started in the learning God's ways, I look at it this way. When the Word of God came, when the Word of God became flesh, he taught the Sermon on the Mount. And that sermon has everything you need to structure your life. It's the wisdom of the Proverbs. It's the devotion of the Psalms. It's life, right? It's everything you need to fulfill God's will. especially, you know, once you believed on Jesus and you start living, that's a good way to start structuring your life. When I first got saved, that's what I did. I studied the sermon. I studied what Jesus taught. So that's where I started. So I found out there were parts I didn't always agree with. Turning the other cheek, giving somebody my coat if they sue me for my cloak. You know, things like that. I didn't know why God said it, but because he said it, that's what I did. But what I found out is it works. Any part of God's word, when you take it as your own and you live it by faith, it causes a healing process to start within. And everything that God does is in seed form. A healing process has started in you. Wherever you were in life, whatever you were doing, however bad it was, if you do these things, a healing process starts in you. And it gets into your character, it gets into your influence, it gets into your life, it gets into the way you structure your life. And when you bear fruit, that's what you're going to bear. So when, I almost got in a fight with a guy, and the Lord, you know, when I was at my weakest point, he said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And it settled my heart. I was strong again. I didn't want to fight the guy. But I was so mad, you know, that's what I was going to do. And the Lord knew it. But when he said that, I said, now, Lord, you helped me when I needed you the most. I said, I want you to teach me how to love your people. Jesus. And I endeavored to do it. He started teaching me about love and how to love his people. So it really took me forward, and I found out that his ways work. Yes. That's when I started learning. All right. So the world they don't know where you're coming from. You're shedding light on the darkness of this world, and they will try to refute it, but it won't work. Okay, chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. When we remember him, we also simultaneously remember victory. The victory that the Lord has given us came with a cost. And when we remember him, we partake of that victory that he gave us. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Help us to structure our lives and go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart, all the vision that you have toward us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Would you introduce Sister Ann? She's going to sing.